But we all with an open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an occasion where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epher Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
The mighty wind, Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings. Blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind, Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings. Blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind, Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings. Blow, 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 blow like a mighty wind, Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings.
Oh, Father. Amen. Very quickly, I just want our attention next few minutes. You know, our generation, the millennials, as I would like to call them, those who were born, you know, under the mentorship and the full weight of the internet, our teachers became many because the voices that colonized us were several. Many things spoke to our minds, and the pictures that molded our convictions were projected from the space. So many, many things could speak. Like I began to say yesterday, the things that the elders will have to journey for many kilometers to go and behold, you can sit at the comfort of your bed and the whole world can be before your gaze. It's easy with the internet to behold the glory of the world and the riches thereof. So the vanity of life is projected before our sight at all times. A generation that was molded and built by many voices, colonized by the interest of several spirits. And so before the average man in our generation becomes 20 years, the princes that be must have found a loss that is compatible with his desires. Because it is easy when you are on top of that mountain, the place where Jesus was brought to, so that one temptation can be built. A temptation was why Satan had to take him to an exceeding high mountain. It was not for excursion. It was one single suggestion that wanted to be made. But that temptation cannot be spoken until the right atmosphere was in place. So he took Jesus to an exceeding high mountain. And why did he go there? So that from there, he can show him the glory of the world and the riches thereof. What follows that sight? All this will I give to you, if you can bow. Our generation was born into that temptation. All this will I give to you, if you can bow and worship me. Generation that did not have the opportunity to choose. Before you knew the difference between right and wrong, left and right, many appetite has crystallized in your spirit. In your soul is a grip of many interests because of the pictures and the sounds that has entered you. As he thinketh in his heart, the Bible says so he is. So many things has entered our heart. It is because of us that the premise of Ezekiel chapter 37 was established. That the end time army of the Lord, the last revival move, will be built upon the shoulders of dry bones. That they will once upon a time be dead already. These will not be people that will be activated upon grounds of life. They will once be dead men. Then something will come and quicken them from the death that has befallen them. A whole generation. God says, this is my people. They have become dry bones. For our generation, any man in this part or in this timeline to lift up the horn of ordination, you will come out of something. Because the princes have had ample time I pity the children already, because I am thinking of the average predicament of a guy in my time. Then I'm looking at these younger ones who are already being civilized, being mentored. The things they know is shocking. I'm thinking of how consecration will be like in their time. Is it still going to be possible? So God will have to subscribe men who would carry that as their own ministry and be intentional about showing the younger ones the laid out precepts for God. There's no man that would answer the call in our time that will not come out of something. When his mom died, he had been a Christian, teaching Sunday school for several years. But the day his mother died, he said a discouragement hit his soul. And he felt like, this thing that I'm doing, is it even real? So he went to club. Began to club and carry women. His favorite brand was Stark. That he drank beer every Friday. If he has not gone, if he has not entered the club, his body will begin to boil. And he told me something that was a very powerful truth. It was not only a spiritual hold that was on top of him. His body, his hormonal demands were beginning to enjoy it. So the day you say you are giving your life to Jesus, it is not only a spiritual work that must be done on you. We have psychological battles too that must be won. You have biological battles too that must be won, because your mouth has tasted of your wine. And the memory of that wine cannot just delete because you say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. That is salvation for your spirit. There is a place to work out this thing until the civilization of the spirit become one with the flesh. Until the flesh can partner with what has happened in your spirit, your salvation is not complete yet. So, you now continue to carry women. The great Apostle Mike Oroko. I love when men open their scars. It tells other men that it is possible to come out from wherever you are. I'm amazed when the average minister of our time comes and presents himself like a holy cherub, a man spotless. Some of us, God didn't do much work on us. It's one of the biggest lies that there be. I'll tell you why. From the days of the apostles, the counsel to believers, not to unbelievers, he says, we are surrounded with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that easily beset us. A company of believers. Those are the people that he was addressing. The sin that is befalling us. That one that is easy. This was a predicament of their days. Now a generation that has been brought to an exceeding high mountain. You want to lie that there is nothing God is helping you out of. You come out, instead of you to share the stories that can heal other men, you present yourself like, if not that, you just have to come through a woman. Some of you would have just dropped from the sky. Go on Facebook. Every time you want to sound celestial, go and write immortal conversations. All those things you are adding there, you will find out after a long time that if you share one of your weaknesses that God brought you out of, it will do more evangelistic work than presenting yourself as an invisible creature. One day he carried a lady in the club. He wanted to go home with her. Then he said he heard a voice, the wages of sin is death. What the Holy Ghost did is the scripture that was always inside him, he just repeat one. How do you deal with that kind of appetite now? Something that your body now enjoys. Something that psychologically your system begins to demand it. Spirit, keep brooding over me till I look more like you. Until my only guess is you. Spirit, keep brooding over me till I look more. Why pretend as though everything is perfect when you can meet one brother and say, brother, there is a challenge. Can you see? Let me tell you one truth. when you share your struggle, almost 90% of that challenge is solved already. The fact that you brought it out, sin prospers in silence, sin prospers in secrecy, sin prospers when it's covered. If you open that thing up, suddenly you realize it was not as powerful over you as it was. He says, confess your sins one to another. One to another. I'm speaking because the revival is upon us. We know that the revival has come. But can we make ourselves vessels that can carry this fire? No fire can enter any land until God finds men that fire can rest on their head first. Men will burn. When they begin to burn, that shade of fire will now start spreading across different spaces. The Holy Ghost told me something and I want to share it with us. He says if everybody can set his own family on fire, a revival will hit the land. If you can say in my family, I will be the agent of revival. Through me, through my own consecration, through my fire, as God helps me, everybody in my own space will burn. We're waiting for one man to come. Let him be, you know, the face of the revival. It won't be like that again. God will ignite several people. A generation that was not given any breathing space. A generation that is dying in silence, thinking they are the only ones. And if we want to be honest, if everybody open their scripts now, you will find out what Satan is doing in your life. He is doing it in another one. The brother by your side, the sister, you will now know what is the global scheme of darkness. When you identify it, then you will now know how to fight it. There will be no more need to hide. Get strength from fellowship. So when we talk about the revival that God brings, the emphasis continues to be that until God finds a man, he cannot visit a space. God prepares the man for the assignment. The nature of the assignment is directly proportional to the preparation of the man. We say fire will engulf television, engulf Kaduna, engulf Nigeria. Have we opened ourselves to become the conduit where that fire will flow through? The Bible speaking in Psalm 24 verse 3 says, who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Who shall climb his holy place? Criteria is one. He that has a clean hand and a pure heart, that has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. What is the benefit of ascending the hill of the Lord? You can only blow the trumpet in Zion. You can only sound an alarm upon a holy mountain. And if you cannot climb that mountain, the only way to climb is clean hands and pure hearts. Mind you, a space cannot hear you until your voice becomes the sound of a trumpet. If it's a territory you are looking for, spiritually, have you heard Revelation describe the utterances of certain angels that he spoke in the voice of a trumpet? That thing you are seeing, have you heard concerning rapture? A territorial invitation of people to come and join the bridegroom. It is that they say with the blast of a trumpet. It's not the sound of a trumpet you will hear. They are describing, calling the attention of a space. It won't be this voice. It will be something that can be like an announcement. That was the voice given to Jesus. The voice of the trumpet. That was the voice given to John. He will cry at Jordan. And the whole of Israel will come and gather in a space. No PA system, sir. No microphone. No single post. They didn't draw his picture and post in different corner of the street. A man was crying at Jordan. Jesus and Jerusalem came and queued. And when he saw even scribes and teachers of the law, he says, oh, generation of vipers, who have warned you? How did you get this warning? It was a trumpet. Put anything on Facebook, put anything. If God gives you the voice of a trumpet, that's what I'm pressing for. I don't want all of these, you know, principles of church group. Trumpets. When you speak, that thing that you said, they didn't hear it, but it altered the air. Have you heard how town criers announce meetings in local areas before? They are not talking to any person particularly. They are speaking into the air. So, while they are speaking, they know that
Everywhere you are in your various compound, you will hear what he's saying. Can we broadcast life into the air? Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Who shall climb his holy place? The criteria is simple. Clean hands and pure heart that has not lifted up the soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Mighty prophet is hanging over our space. And the next instruction God will give is, I sought for a man. I sought for a man. And I found none. When that announcement was made, the priest was sacrificing dove. He was killing different things in the temple. His wife was still very pure. But God says, I sought for a man. And I found none. It is not in our day that it started. All this appearance and packaging. You are struggling. You are dying. Your spiritual life is a mess. Yet we have found a way to come out sanctimonious. If one man can be passionate, if the immortals can find one who has presented himself as an altar, we will not stop praying. Prayer will continue. But consecration and purity will make your prayer to have another level of power. The same 2 hours prayer you were praying before, one day you now mixed it up with purity and righteous living. Then you understand the scripture that says the earnest and effectual prayer of the righteous maketh tremendous power available. Righteous. So from whatever your own besetting sin is, from whatever your own secret struggle is, don't shy away from it, to confront it, because the army of the last day, they will be harvested from a field of dry bones. The Bible says when they stood up, they became an exceeding great army. They put a full stop there, because that was all that was, we see in part and we prophesy in part, that was all that was made available to Ezekiel. It was Joel that came and explained explained the continuation of their life. He says, a people great and mighty. A fire devoured before them, and after them a flame consumed. He says, after them their kind will never come again. These were those harvested from the grave. Those you thought they were already in hell. Can I share something with you? Come on, can I share something with you? When a snake bites a person, the antivenin that they use to treat the person must still be sourced from the snake. It is a snake that caused the problem, and the solution to that problem was gotten still from a snake. And Satan afflicts the believer, hit you with a wound, and you are a wounded soldier, bleeding somewhere silently. You are a potent captive to address that thing that you suffered. Your mission field is where God saved you from. Somebody hear me? Your mission field is where they saved you from. You were saved to save others. When Satan hits you and wounds you, that wound that you have, it's two things it does. Number one, it gives you a scar that the day it heals, anywhere you pass, if you and that spirit ever meet, he will know that you and him, he has done something to you before. Have you seen men that if they speak spirits of illness and infirmity, they run like they... Go and trace. Let me tell you a brief of John Gile. He was a sickly child, grew around mortuary, cemetery, hospitals. He watched several of his siblings die. Became one of the greatest healing apostles of time. You know why? I can tell you, and I will still repeat it for you. The wound Satan gave you, when it heals, when God heals you, it becomes a scar. Anytime you and that spirit meet, it knows that you did not come from nowhere. Once upon a time, you were a captive under the grip of that spirit, and he knows that you have the power to address that thing, because you bear upon you a mark. Because Paul says, let no man trouble me, because I bear upon me a mark. What mark is on you? Where are you coming from?
blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings. Blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings.
Can somebody talk to God where they are? I'll not give up. I have found the key. I know who I am. Some of you are going to fight lust. You will carry a generation out of the grip of pornography, of masturbation, because there is a chain currently in your hand. The day God breaks it out of your hand, your mission field is that people. Your mission field is that same space. Can somebody pray? Lord, I understand. I will not give up.
Until my only guess is you, Spirit, keep brooding over me till I look more like you.
Don't give up, brother.
Until I'm deep in love with you, Spirit, keep brooding over me till I look more like you.
Your mission field is where God saved you from.
Brother, sister, you are not alone. That's why I've shared this story with you. It's the story of a generation. The story of a generation.
This is what befell us. Any man that rose, he came out of death. Broke out of something. He rebelled out of an appetite.
Please don't stop praying. Take the next 3 minutes.
Some of you is anger, jealousy, envy, strong upon you. You are almost embracing it now. Lying, pride. All men will come out of something. You will turn your back on something before you enter this kingdom.
Just in case your own area of struggle is lost. Your ordination is a power gift. It's those that are entrusted with power that lust comes to fight.
Workings of miracles, signs and wonders, power gifts. Lust will challenge you.
Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord?
Who shall stand upon his holy place?
Blow the trumpet in Zion.
Sound an alarm upon his holy mountain.
How can we blow the alarm for our generation to congregate
if we cannot meet the criteria of ascension? How do you ascend? Clean hands and pure hearts.
Somebody pray again and say, Lord, make me clean. He says, sanctify me through thy truth.
Thy word is truth. Sanctify me through thy truth.
Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you.
The place where the word of God should be, many things have entered there. So it is hard to hold on to the altars of consecration.
Thy word have I hidden in my heart. when you have been brought to the valley of decision.
You stare your life. You contemplate on how things are playing out.
And if nothing changes, is this how I end?
Is this how I end? A hypocrite. A pretender.
The story of a generation. Somebody cry to God.
How long? How long? How long will I continue to hide, pretend, conceal my sin? He that covereth his sin will not prosper. He that covereth his sin will not prosper.
You reign, you ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. You reign, you ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne.
Can you pray?
You reign. You ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. You reign, you ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh.
I've shared my story with some of you. I've shared my story with you several times. I knew where he saved me from. I know where I came out from. Jesus must have to help us. Jesus must have to help us.
Of a prayer request, it's not a prayer point. We are burning off yokes, we are burning off traps, we are burning off chains and ropes. Men are praying to break out of oppression. Men are praying to rebel against ordinance of demons. You pray, gold can be purified by fire.
I can be pure if a man can purge himself. If a man can purge himself, how do you purge yourself? Can you pray, sister? Can you pray?
The
There is a power that worketh in you. There is a power that worketh on your inside. Edo, edo, kapanate, setina katapola, ate kume area, ta 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 te, eselete, zozo verapa, kato verapana, bentro preke veraskate, ragatabaka, ete te 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 ko, parwa kanote. Forever, my generation will not master me. Oh, millennials, millennials, can you cry?
If we give ourselves to prayers like this, the revival will have no choice but to show up. We are the revival. We are the revival. Something happens to a man that changes his territory. We are the revival. If we insist on holiness and righteous living, true to God and man, and we hold on to the altars of prayer, we are the revivals. One man can set himself on fire. It depends on the kind of fire that is burning. If you are a candle, maybe 100 people can come and watch you burn. Something in me that cannot be found in the periodic table. I want to be able to touch things that are not alive and thank God on it, that anybody who touches it can witness. I can never be satisfied until I can carry God. I want people to look at my eyes and receive deliverance. I want to sit down on a seat and get up, and the next person who sits down, his life is changed forever. I want my sweat to become anointing. I want my clothes to become mantles. I want the person who washes my clothes to know that something happened to them. I want sickness to check out if my name is mentioned, not just the name of Jesus. If you are hungry for things like this, I want before my days are over, before we are done with our time on the earth, I want demons to say, "Effa, I know." I want my name to become clear in the camp of darkness. The day I die, I want hell to say, "Thank God. Thank God this one is out of the battle." But before I die, I will replicate my kind many. I want to carry God. I want to carry Him. You can't carry Him if you don't become a temple. You know that this is God's dwelling place, so you cannot use this body for anything again. It is His house. It must be consecrated. It must be holy. It must be pure. Your body is the temple of the living God. Sister, I don't know about you, but I want anytime I raise my voice to sing, I want sinners to start crying and journey to salvation. On Friday, the Lord told me that when you go and climb that pulpit, tell those who want to give their life to Christ to come. I disobeyed that instruction. From my vocal cords, I had to cry when I get home. Don't preach anything, just go. When you stand, say, "If you want to give your life to Christ, come." He says, "You want to show me that it's not what was said that brought the people, it's an atmosphere that rests there."
Hey, 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 hey.
I want to touch God. I want to carry God.
Glory to God. We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anacazomissioninternational.ami, or join us on our Telegram channel at Anacazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.